Long ago, it was not the parrot which humans kept as household companion, but the crow. The crow was quick and bright, and could easily repeat human words. What's more, he could use the human language to express his own thoughts. Human and crow passed their days in lively conversation. One was seldom seen without the other. This happy companionship was not to last. One day, a farmer saw his neighbor's goat in his field. It was a fine goat, young, fat, lively. The farmer wanted it. Instead of returning the goat as you or I would have done, he took the goat for himself. He killed the goat. He cooked the meat. He ate his fill. The rest he hid under the bed. When the neighbor came looking for her goat, the farmer played innocent. Said the goat he took wasn't hers. Said he didn't take the goat he saw. Said he'd never seen any goat anyway, but the crow called out. He killed the goat. He cooked the meat. He ate his fill. The rest he hid under the bed. The neighbor looked under the bed. And there she found the sad remains of her goat. The farmer again played innocent, said he had seen no goat, said the meat was that of another animal, said it wasn't meat, said he hadn't put it there anyway, and again the crow called out. He killed the goat. He cooked the meat. He ate his fill. The rest of it under the bed. The neighbor decided to take the matter to court. This worried the farmer. What if the judge listened to the crow? What if the farmer got caught in his own lies? He sat down to think. He thought and thought and thought until he had devised a cunning plan. Night came. the moon rose. The stars shone. The farmer took a large brass pot and placed it over the head of the sleeping crow. He dripped water on the pot, first slowly, then faster and faster, until it sounded like rain. He began pounding on the pot, first quietly, then louder and louder, until it sounded like thunder. He kept this up all night and removed the pot only as the first rays of the sun were about to peak over the horizon. When the sun had risen high in the sky, the farmer, the neighbor, and the crow set off in solemn procession for the courthouse. The farmer went first, then the neighbor, then the crow. They seated themselves on the floor. And waited for the entrance of the honored judge.